Michelle Thomas Method Russian Vocabulary Course, copyright 2009. In the methodology, Thomas Keymaster Languages LLC, all rights reserved. In the content and adaptation, Natasha Bashadsky. In the recording, Hodder and Stoughton.
I'm delighted to welcome you back to the Michelle Thomas Method Russian series, the vocabulary course. This course will expand on what you have already learned, having completed the foundation and the advanced Russian courses. As this vocabulary course builds directly on the structures that were taught in the foundation and advanced courses, I strongly advise those of you who haven't worked through them to do so first. Using Michelle Thomas's metaphor, we're going to decorate the house, extending the basic structure of the Russian language as it affects the new words you will learn in this vocabulary course. I will continue teaching you Russian using the Michelle Thomas method, which proved to be so powerful and effective, and at the same time exciting and stimulating. As in the foundation and advanced courses, I will be teaching two students, and you will be the third student in the group. It is very important that you take an active part in the learning process, just as you did with the foundation and advanced courses. Learning is about excitement, the anticipation of new information, the excitement of learning new skills and applying them straight away, and this is how we're going to do it. Don't expect to be taught long lists of words on a particular topic. Instead, you will be taught vocabulary drawn from a variety of situations. To help you remember the new words, we will continue to use various memory hooks. I would encourage you to use and to develop the most powerful memory tool you all have and always carry with you, and that's your imagination, something that we all used actively in our childhood. And another key to memory, association. You are welcome to create your own images and associations, and as long as these images are large, vivid, and unusual, they will stick in your mind. We tend to remember things that stand out, that are extraordinary, particularly funny things. So create little stories, cartoons, where the sound of a new word is connected to its meaning. The funnier, the more ridiculous the story is, the better you will remember it. We can translate Michelle Thomas's words, "what you know, you won't forget." In Russian, "that what you know, you won't forget." How do we say that?
То, что мы знаем, мы не забудем.
То, что мы знаем, мы не забудем. Хорошо. We can interpret these words and say, "what you see, you won't forget." How do you say that?
То, что вы видите, вы не забудете.
Mm-hmm. То, что вы видите, вы не забудете. Yes. And you use the formal you or the plural you for many people. Yes. So, то, что вы видите, вы не забудете. As long as the picture that you create and you see with your mind's eye is vivid and unusual. We will continue to use your native tongue, English, as our best friend by observing the similarities and differences between English and Russian, and in this way make the English language work for you when learning Russian. As you discovered in our foundation and advanced courses, Russian is not an entirely new language for English speakers. There are many similarities between English and Russian vocabulary. Firstly, because English and Russian come from the same family of languages, the Indo-European family. English belongs to its Germanic branch and Russian to the Slavic branch. So they share the same great-great-grandmother language spoken some 7,000 years ago. So being cousins, English and Russian share some common Indo-European roots and even whole words. Some of the oldest words are very similar. For example, names of relatives that we mentioned in the foundation course, like brother. What is brother?
Брат.
Брат, where z becomes t in Russian, or sister.
Сестра.
The stress falls on the ending.
Сестра.
Сестра. Mm-hmm. Хорошо. And pronoun I.
Я.
Я. Mm-hmm. And you, thou, in English, the form of thou in English?
Ты.
Ты, the informal you, ты. Mm-hmm. And my, the masculine form of my?
Мой.
Мой, mm-hmm. Okay. We also mentioned the numeral two.
Два.
Два, mm-hmm. Yes, where the W becomes V in Russian. Два, yes. And three in Russian is три. Три, where the Th becomes Т. Три sounds almost the same as English. While the numeral one is один, spelled один. Think odd in English, yes? The first odd number. So, how do you count? One, two, three?
Один, два, три.
Mm-hmm. Очень хорошо. Один, два, три. There are many borrowings from different languages in Russian, particularly from English. Those of you who have started to read Russian newspapers should have noticed that. Most German words came into Russian in the 18th century. You know the word for sandwich that we had in the foundation course. Sandwich, bread and butter.
Бутерброд.
Бутерброд. Yes, bread and butter. Бутерброд, which is an open sandwich in Russian. There is a word курорт. What would be курорт?
A resort.
A resort, a German word. Resort, курорт. Or a very popular profession nowadays in Russia, бухгалтер, spelled бухгалтер, bookholder, бухгалтер. What would that be?
Accountant.
Accountant or bookkeeper, of course. Конечно. Now, French words, most French words came into Russian in the 19th century. We had the word theater in the foundation course.
Театр.
Театр. Mm-hmm. Now there is the word этаж. What is этаж, do you think?
Floor.
Floor or story. Mm-hmm. Этаж. The word туалет, pronounced the French way. Туалет. No need to translate it. Or душ. What is душ?
Shower.
Shower, of course, конечно. Душ. Or мода.
Fashion.
Is fashion. A feminine noun, мода, yes. Or another word, мебель.
That's furniture, isn't it?
Furniture, it is furniture, мебель. Spelled with a soft sign in the ending, so you pronounce it. Soft, how would you pronounce it again?
Мебель.
Mm-hmm. Very good, soft in the end, мебель. Хорошо. But the majority of foreign words are English, and they were mainly borrowed in the 20th century. Some of these words have been in use for a long time, such as sport. What is sport?
Sport.
Sport. And many terms in sport come from English, most of them. Political or commercial terms, most of them come from English. As well as the word politics.
Политики.
Politics in English ends in s plural, but in Russian it's a singular noun and it's feminine.
Политика.
Политика. Mm-hmm. Хорошо. Feminine noun. Политика. And the word for parliament is парламент. And business. No need to translate. Just the same word. Using English words actually is quite fashionable nowadays in Russian. Модно. Fashionable. The number of English words continues to grow. And there are more recent additions, such as супермаркет. No need to translate. Or image. Or even PR, or the word website, and many, many more. Language, like a living organism, is changing all the time. How did we say all the time, by the way?
Всё время.
Mm-hmm. Всё время. These words, these new words, still sound strange to a Russian ear. Like some time ago, the words студент or businessman sounded strange, but not anymore. But despite the objections of language purists, these words are going to stay in the Russian language. Just like some Russian words that became international and they stayed in the English language, like the word самовар or бабушка, which means...
Grandma.
It is a grandmother. Бабушка. Mm-hmm. Or спутник. Sputnik, which means satellite, by the way, or also a travel companion. Former President Putin's name, Putin, is derived from the same root as Sputnik. Put. Put is the root there, spelled with a soft sign, and put means way, or even a railway track. Put. You can say in Russian, vput.
Let's go.
Let's go, yes, or off we go. Mm-hmm. Vput. Да. Now you also know the word for bear, which is medved, spelled with a soft sign, pronounced soft in the ending, medved, thanks to Putin's successor, Medvedev. These Russian words adopted into English, as well as some famous names, will also help you to learn some more Russian words. In the foundation and advanced courses, we already used such words as dacha, summer house, dacha, from the verb to give. What is to give?
Dat.
Dat. Dat is to give. Or duma, which is formed from the verb to think. What is to think?
Думать.
Mm-hmm. To think. Думать. Yes. In the Russian language, new words can be built around a root, a parent word, by adding or fixing prefixes in front of the root and suffixes after the root, or even by combining two words. This ability to make words by combination helps to remember words. By separating each individual block in a word, you will find you can work out the meaning of the word more easily, and even be able to create your own words, very much as children play with building blocks. Just one word can teach you a lot. Let me show you one example. In the advanced course, the well-known word перестройка taught us the meaning of the transition prefix пере, which can be used to create many other words, like the verb to rethink or to change one's mind, which is what?
Передумать.
Mm-hmm. Передумать, to change one's mind. Or to redo or to do again.
Переделать.
Mm-hmm. Переделать. Хорошо. Or to pass or to transmit.
Передать.
Передать. Mm-hmm. And also a noun, broadcast or a show.
Передача.
Да. Передача. A feminine noun. Good. The root block of перестройка is стройка, if you drop пере, yes? And стройка is derived from the verb to build, to construct, which is строить, строить, to build. So перестроить is to rebuild, to reconstruct. Стройка, by the way, is a construction site. And перестройка then means reconstruction. The famous Russian тройка is derived from numeral three. What is three?
Три.
Три, yes. We will also see how useful this suffix ка is for building nouns. Russian is a Slavic language, and Slav is part of many Slavic words. Слава is a feminine noun, and it means glory. Слава. Two А letters. But in the beginning there was the word word, and word is слово, spelled with two О letters, слово, which is a neuter noun. So слава and слово is practically one and the same word, with the letters А and О interchanged. You know the names of such Slavic countries as Slovenia, Slovakia, both spelled with О, but former Yugoslavia, spelled with А, and the city of Bratislava, spelled with А. Bratislava. What are the two components in this?
Брат.
Брат.
И слава.
Mm-hmm. Брат, слава, and the word Bratislava. So, a word in Russian is?
Слово.
Слово, neuter noun, spelled слово. And how do you say a new Russian word?
Новое слово.
Mm-hmm. And a new Russian word.
Новое русское слово.
Okay. Новое русское слово. Слово is a neuter noun, so you have two adjectives in the neuter form. How would a woman say, I learned, or I found out, a new Russian word?
Я узнаю новое русское слово.
That was very good, but what you actually said was, I will find out. I will learn, yes, a new Russian word, which is future. Я узнаю, it's okay. And how do you say, I learned?
Я узнал новое русское слово.
That's what a man says. Good. Я узнал, or a woman, я узнала новое русское слово. Neuter nouns have the ending -а in the plural form, like we said in the foundation course. How are things? How did we say, how are things?
Как дела?
Как дела? Yes, дела is the plural of дела. Дела, spelled дело, is a neuter noun, yes, and дела is its plural form. So, как дела? How are things? So, if дела is things or matters, how do you say words?
Слова.
Слова. Mm-hmm. The ending stressed. Слова. How do you say Russian words?
Русские слова.
Русские слова. Mm-hmm. Plural word combination. Now let's do a sentence. Soon we are going to build Russian words and phrases. Phrases is the same word, but with the Russian plural ending.
Скоро мы будем строить новые русские слова и фразы.
Хорошо. Скоро мы будем строить русские слова и фразы. The word for dictionary in Russian comes from the word слово, and the dictionary is словарь, a masculine noun pronounced r soft. It's spelled with a soft sign. Словарь. The same ending as in календарь, a calendar. Yes, календарь, словарь, both masculine. How would you ask, have you got a dictionary? And I want you to do the informal question this time.
У тебя есть словарь?
Очень хорошо. У тебя есть словарь? Mm-hmm. And what about, where can one buy a good English-Russian dictionary? Now, English-Russian will be Anglo-Russian. So, where can one buy a good English-Russian dictionary?
Где можно купить хороший англо-русский словарь?
Mm-hmm. Словарь. Make an effort to make it soft. Словари, словарь.
Словарьи.
Mm-hmm. Хорошо. Где можно купить хороший англо-русский словарь? Mm-hmm. So, or is a link vowel in both English and Russian, yes? And how would you say a Russian-English dictionary?
Русско-английский словарь.
Mm-hmm. Again, русско-английский словарь. Русско-о. So, the swaps between о and а happen quite often in Russian. Not just in pronunciation, because you know that unstressed о is pronounced as а, but between words as well. And we will meet more examples of such interchange in the course. What is to understand?
Понимать.
Mm-hmm. But the first по is not accented, so понимать. And how do you say, they understand me?
Они понимаете меня.
Они
понимают меня.
Хорошо. Они понимают меня, or они меня понимают. Now to say, I am understood, you just drop они from the sentence. So, how is it?
Понимают меня.
Mm-hmm. Change the word order, please.
Меня понимают.
Good. Хорошо. Меня понимают. I am understood. I speak Russian and I am understood.
Я говорю по-русски и меня понимают.
Mm-hmm. Хорошо. Я говорю по-русски и меня понимают. Ура! What is ура?
Hooray!
Okay. Ура! Now to say they call, они зовут. You spell зовут. Они зовут takes the pattern of идут. Они идут, they go. Они зовут. So to say I am called or they call me.
Меня зовут.
Меня зовут. So me, they call Natasha or my name is Natasha. Меня зовут Наташа. Now I'd like you to introduce yourselves. Пожалуйста.
Меня зовут Стивен.
И меня зовут Зара.
Хорошо. Okay. Now, your name is, or you they call. How do you say that?
Вас зовут?
Вас зовут. You they call, or your name is. Now, how will you ask the question? How or what is your name? How do they call you?
Как вас зовут?
Как вас зовут? Да. How do you say, I'm sorry, I forgot what your name is? Let's do the formal, I'm sorry. And how does a man say that?
Извините, я забыл, как вас зовут?
Извините, я забыл, or я забыла, for a woman, как вас зовут? Now, the friendly you, what's the friendly you?
Ты.
Ты, And your name, you they call.
Тебя зовут.
Тебя зовут. So, how do you ask a child or a young person what his name or her name is?
Как тебя зовут?
Accenting the verb.
Как тебя зовут?
Хорошо. Как тебя зовут? And what is his name is?
Его зовут.
Его зовут. And her name is?
Ее зовут.
Ее зовут. Yes. Now the verb to call is звать. Звать is a general verb, and there is no о in the verb звать. It was a fill vowel in зовут. And the concrete for to call is позвать, the по prefix. So what is the pair to call?
Звать, позвать.
Звать, позвать. Yes. It also means to ask, to come, or to invite somebody. So how will you say, I will call you, or I will invite you?
Я буду звать тебя.
I would like you to use the concrete verb.
Я позваю тебя.
Now, the verb to call is позвать, yes? How do you say I call?
Я зову.
Зову. And I will call?
Я позову.
Я позову. So how do you say I will call you?
Я позову тебя.
Or change the word order.
Я тебя позову.
Я тебя позову. Informal, or я вас позову. Formal. Yes. Now, the imperative, call me, or call for me, is позовите. Позовите меня. So how do you say, call for me when you are ready. When you will be ready.
Позовите меня, когда вы будете готовы.
Хорошо. Позовите меня, когда вы будете готовы. You are called, or they call you, but it's not about the phone, not on the phone. You are called.
Тебя позовут?
Yes, that is, you will be called, and it's informal, you will be called. Now, shall we do now formal, you are called?
Вас зовут.
Да, вас зовут. Yes, and you will be called again.
Вас позовут.
Вас позовут, or you will be summoned. The noun for name is имя, имя. It's only about people. Now, this word belongs to a small group of nouns ending in мя. In the foundation course, we had one more word. Time. What is time?
Время.
Yes, so these are the two words from this group. Время, имя. These are actually neuter nouns. How do you say my name using the neuter my?
Моё имя.
Да, моё имя. And your name, the formal, your name is ваше имя. You spell ваше, but you can't hear it very well because it's unstressed, so it's ваше имя. An official might say to you, your name.
Ваше имя.
Ваше имя, yes. The word for surname is close to English family. Surname is фамилия, an ия ending word, feminine. So how do you say my surname?
Моя фамилия.
Because it is feminine, да. Моя фамилия. What is your surname? Or in Russian, how is your surname?
Как ваша фамилия?
Хорошо. Как ваша фамилия? The noun for family, a family, is семья. If you separate the я ending, You have семь, ending in a soft sign, семья. Семь is actually seven. Yes? So семья is seven I, the magic number of seven. It's a feminine noun ending in я and not мя. Семья. How do you say? They have a big family. They have by them a big family.
У них большая семья.
Очень хорошо. У них большая семья. Большая, feminine, because семья is feminine. You know that most feminine nouns end in а. Mommy in Russian is мама. But daddy is папа, also ending in а, which makes it a feminine noun. Yes? Мама, папа is baby talk, isn't it?
Yes.
It's similar in many languages. So, how do you say, here is my family, mom, dad, and I?
Вот моя семья, мама, папа и я.
Хорошо. It's easy to compose poetry in Russian, isn't it?
It's good.
Вот моя семья, мама, папа и я. Папа is a feminine noun, but to say my dad, you use the word for my, masculine, because after all, he's a man. Yes? How do you say my dad?
Мой папа.
Yes. Мой папа. Sentence now. My dad is a businessman and my mom is an accountant. Remember, bookholder?
Мой папа бизнесмен и моя мама бухгалтер.
That's okay. But let's say, and my mom, meaning by contrast. What's this little word, by contrast? And
ah,
хорошо. So, мой папа бизнесмен, а моя мама бухгалтер. But how do you say I love mom and dad? Remember, this is whom and what situation.
Я люблю маму и папу.
Of course, конечно, because both are feminine. Да. Я люблю маму и папу. Another feminine noun that can denote a man is a word for colleague, коллега. So how do you say my colleague if your colleague is a man?
Мой коллега.
Мой коллега. And if it's a woman?
Моя коллега.
Да, моя коллега. My colleague will show you everything. Let's say it's a male colleague.
Мой коллега покажет вам все.
Mm-hmm. And will tell you everything.
И скажет вам все.
Yes, combining the two. Мой коллега вам покажет и скажет все. Or we can have a different word order. Мой коллега вам все покажет и скажет. Now the word for friend is друг. Друг, like the English drug, with у, because you're attached to your friend, like to a drug. Друг. And a female friend is with a prefix and is feminine. Подруга, with the prefix по. Подруга. So, how do you say, this is my friend, his name is Stephen?
Вот мой друг, его зовут Стивен.
Mm-hmm, yes, by the way, there's a Russian name, Степан. Вот мой друг, его зовут Степан. And how do you say, this is my friend, her name is Zara?
Вот моя подруга, ее зовут Зара.
Конечно. Вот моя подруга, ее зовут Зара. My friend and colleague, masculine.
Мой друг и коллега.
Мой друг и коллега. Mm-hmm. We can form an adjective from друг with the ending ой, and it becomes другой. And you remember adjectives with ой is always accented. Другой, which means different, nothing to do with a friend. So другой means different or other. So how would you say another friend?
Другой друг.
Конечно. Другой друг. Yes. And how do you say, there is another way. There's a different way. What's way?
Путь.
There is a different way.
Есть другой путь.
Да. Есть другой путь. And what is a different book?
Другая книга.
Feminine. Другая книга. Mm-hmm. Could you please show me... Could you show to me a different book? And this is whom and what situation. Could you please show me, in Russian just, show me please.
Покажите мне, пожалуйста, другую книгу.
Очень хорошо. Покажите мне, пожалуйста, другую книгу. Mm-hmm. I have other plans, plural noun.
У меня есть другие планы.
Хорошо. Or you can drop есть in the sentence and say у меня другие планы. And what's a different matter?
Другое дело.
Mm-hmm. Другое дело. Neuter word combination. Ое. Другое дело. Yes. This is a different matter.
Это другое дело.
Mm-hmm. Это другое дело. Yes. This can actually mean in Russian also, that's better. Now, the plural of friend, friends, is друзья, друзья, with a soft sign in front of я. Here are my family and my friends. Now, for here, I want in this place.
Здесь моя семья и мои друзья.
Mm-hmm. Здесь моя семья и мои друзья. Both accented on я. All my friends and colleagues will be there.
Все мои друзья и коллеги будут там.
Mm-hmm, хорошо. Все мои друзья и коллеги будут там. Or там будут, if you like. So, what is a word?
Слово.
Mm-hmm. Слово, a neuter noun. And words?
Слова.
Mm-hmm. Слова. The R is accented in the ending. And what was wine that we had?
Вино.
Вино, yes. And wines is вина. Actually, the stress shifts. Вина, R is not accented. So these were neuter nouns, right? Some masculine nouns also have A for the plural ending. Mainly they are one-syllable nouns, and the stress usually shifts. For instance, what is a house?
Дом.
Дом, yes. And houses is дома. А is accented. And how did we say, by the way, at home?
Дома.
Same word, but different stress. So дома, at home, but дома is houses. What was the verb to build?
Строить.
Строить. Mm-hmm. Строить is a general verb, and построить is a concrete verb. It is an E verb. So, how do you say they build?
Они построят.
Строят.
Они построят.
Mm-hmm. You've just said they will build. Very good. And now they build.
Они строят.
Mm-hmm. So, они строят, they build. Они построят, they will build. Here, they will soon build new houses.
Здесь они скоро построят новые дома.
Okay, хорошо. You said, здесь они скоро построят новые дома. Yes, if you mean some building company, yes? But in the sense, houses will be built. Yes, you can drop они. So how do you say, here they will soon build new houses. New houses will be built.
Здесь скоро построят новые дома.
Здесь скоро построят новые дома. Хорошо.